right, we're back. Good morning, good morning, good morning. My name is Dablo here in the Radio Hut. Thank you for locking in on us this morning. Our talk round continues every Thursday right after Janet finishes up. It's kind of a 1-2 punch of goodness here. We got Morning Zoo. 80s in for Kathy today. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see your smiling face. I was trying to think of the last time you were in here. It's been a while.
It's been a few weeks, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't remember either.
So, a lot going on at the zoo. The big thing, the closest thing, is hop into spring. You all ready for that?
Yeah. I got our chicks yesterday. So, on Saturday, they'll be 5 days old.
Wow.
So, they'll just be little guys. Got to come see those. Yeah. Got our ducklings in. Got to clean up the rabbits yet.
Yeah.
That's a chore.
I bet it is.
Furry.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we got everything getting ready, and hopefully the weather holds out.
Yeah.
I heard it's supposed to be pretty nasty, unfortunately.
Well, fingers crossed that, most of that will go to the north. Most
I'm
of it.
I'm hoping so, because I miss the grass already.
I do, too. I do, too, and I'm not liking this, drying out, and then we get hit again kind of thing.
Me either, because I'm in spring mode.
I'm too.
Get the exhibits clean. I'm like, Sunday, I was like, great, Monday, I can go clean the otter pond.
Yeah.
Come in, it's frozen solid again.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
And
I'm hoping this is the last big blast.
Better be, because with cleanup day only a few weeks away, too.
Into next week, you're talking 40s and 50s again.
Yay.
So whatever we get's not going to hang around.
Oh, then it's go time.
That's one advantage. So for people that don't know what Hop Into Spring is, what exactly, it's a celebration of all things spring.
Oh,
at the
definitely,
zoo, right?
Definitely.
What's happening?
When we made this event, we wanted people to have something to go out to, get out of the house after being cooped up all winter.
Get rid of cabin fever, yeah.
Yes. So we started this event where you come in, see some of the spring animals, but it's also a membership drive.
Mm-hmm.
So we have our memberships available
that
you can purchase, and that way when the zoo opens on the 25th of April, you already have your membership, you can come on in and enjoy the whole summer.
All right. I'm liking that idea. Hey, let's switch gears and turn to cleanup day.
Oh, yes.
Because that is huge down there, too. And the nice thing about doing something like cleanup day in this community, you usually get people showing up to help.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. We can have upwards between 75 and 100 people coming in raking, trimming bushes.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a good time because then you come down Sunday and it's like everything's already turning green.
Yeah.
And it makes the zoo look so beautiful.
And there's a lot down there, for people that don't really realize it. There is, as far as cleanup and maintenance down there, it takes a while.
It does. Raking's the biggest thing, to get all those leaves off the ground. And it's a big space.
Yeah.
People don't really realize it till they start raking a space. And then you're like, oh, yeah,
there's more to this than I thought.
Yep, and plus, we'll grab some volunteers to even help us in exhibits if we want to redo some logs or ropes. So that really gets people involved in that part of the enrichment for the animals as well.
What do they think about that, too, when this crew kind of descends with rakes and shovel? I mean, are they, like, curious? It's like,
oh, definitely.
Do they know?
They're kind of excited because they've had to see all our faces all winter. So they're like, yeah,
new
faces.
People, yeah,
woo-hoo!
Right?
Especially if Tal gets to come out.
Mm.
So he just starts putting on a show.
I'm sure
he
does.
Finally.
He's
people.
A ham.
Oh,
yeah.
Definitely. And then we serve lunch.
Okay.
So at noon, there'll be lunch available for volunteers that come in and help us.
So, and the nice thing, too, you just show up. Bring your rakes, bring your gloves, and whatever you
got. And if you don't want to stay, 3-4 hours, come for an hour, come for a half hour. We'll take any help.
Absolutely.
Any little thing helps us, even if it's picking up a couple sticks.
So how do you, that's, and there's so much down there, and there's such an area down there at the zoo.
Mm-hmm.
How do you how do you assign that out? Do you have these people will go over here. How do you do that?
Yeah, so as people come in, we just start throw them in a section. So we'll keep the tigers and Fusa inside until that's been all raked around.
Mm-hmm.
So we send people there first.
Okay.
So that way the animals can get outside.
Yeah.
As more people come, we just keep spreading them out farther and farther into the zoo until eventually everything's getting raked.
Okay. And you've had some change of place down there. The snow leopards are in a different place. The cougars are where the snow leopards were.
Yes.
Am I reading that right?
That is correct.
Okay.
When we got in our male cougar, Klaus, In order to acclimate him to Charlie, we needed that exhibit. So we swapped them, and they're happy as can be. And it's great because the where the snows were supposed to be the cougar's original exhibit.
Really?
So, yep. So we wanted to keep it native with the cougars and the grizzly bears. Well, they're native to U.S.
Sure.
You know, grizzly bear doesn't visit the Himalayas very often. You
not
know?
A lot, yeah.
So the snows were like, excuse right. me, this is not right.
So everybody, so, fire staff, everybody kind of wound up and excited for 2026?
We are. Everyone's just, we got new keepers that you'll be seeing on the pathway. So they're a little like, what's going on? And everyone's like, yeah, we get to start hosing. And so the look on their faces gets a little like, oh man, what have I got myself into?
More than I bargained for.
yeah. No, but it's going to be super fun. We've got the Awdads in that we got late last fall. So you got to come and see them. They're adorable.
Barbary sheep.
Yeah.
They? Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. So they've got a cute little beard that they have and, and they're not full grown yet. So. Okay. But they're so cool to see. They're right next to the llamas and alpacas, and it's so funny to watch the alpacas when the Awdads are out tootling around.
Are they considered hoof stock?
Yeah.
As well? Okay.
Yep, yep.
All right.
Yep. But yeah, our male EJ, he's just like, what are you doing? And he'll stand on the rocks and just watch them.
And just check them out,
who
yeah.
Who are you?
Yeah.
I still don't like you, but
new residents, see? New yes, residents. Don't yes. invade my turf.
Exactly.
2026 season. So if people are listening to this and it's like, well, AD, I want my membership now. Can they get that now? I mean,
most
anytime?
Most definitely. Yep. Okay. You can come down and fill out a form. I believe we have forms on our website. Yeah, we are selling them right now. You can just come to the zoo and say, hey, I want a membership.
And what about, you know, I'm always bragging. If you want to know what's going on at the zoo, just go to your Facebook page because you guys do a great, I mean, it's daily.
Oh, yeah.
There's things going on.
We're catching the cute stuff and the keepers are so good about enrichment, especially when it comes around the holidays. So we have St. Patrick's Day coming up.
Yeah.
So I can see the wheels spinning on the keepers on what can we do for St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, I love it.
So they theme it really cute and then they get all the pictures and... Yeah, it's a good time.
Looking forward to 2026 season. And opening day is when?
April 25th.
April 25th. So, folks, get that on your calendar. And cleanup day, too.
April 11th.
April 11th. So, get that scratched in, too. And
almost
like
definitely.
You say, if you want to show up for a half hour, if you want to show up for a couple hours or the whole day, it's kind of up to you. Do you get a lot of families showing up for
that?
Oh,
we do. And it's so great to see the kids helping out.
Yeah.
I remember when my daughter was a little toddler, I bought her just a little kid rake.
Yeah.
Not thinking she'd use it, but she was up on the hill by the concession stand raking away and she stopped for some reason and then Kathy came by and she goes, Kathy, look, and she started raking again.
How's she doing, your daughter? She is man, you want to talk a character.
Oh man, she is growing so fast, but she is definitely a little zookeeper.
Is it, I was gonna ask, is it cool to see your own child growing up in that environment?
I think most definitely.
Yeah.
Most definitely. I'm waiting for the day where she's like, oh, Mom, I'm tired of this.
Yeah. I don't know if that'll ever come, though.
I hope not.
Might get in her blood.
I hope so.
AD, great to have you in here.
Well, glad to be here.
Thanks for subbing in. Stop by anytime.
Heck,
come on in with Kathy, and we can do the tandem thing, all right?
I'll have to do that.
All right. Talking Morning Zoo like we do every Thursday here, the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW, good morning.
You want what you want. At Quality Toyota, we totally understand that we aren't going to talk you into a car you don't want. Instead, we're here to help you find the car, the color, the options, and the style that you do want. All with a simple, easy, and stress-free approach. Because the price listed online or in every windshield is